It's widely believed that Silicon Valley has a political bent, that the coders and digital marketing folks at Facebook and Google are for the most part liberals. A new startup in San Francisco is betting on that bias. It's recruiting tech professionals to help Democratic candidates win elections, NPR's Aarti Shahani reports.
Jessica Alter says she would always vote Democrat, but she was not into politics.
I did not know what the DCCC stood for in January.
The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. It's this very important body that's supposed to help Dems get elected. When President Trump issued the ban against travel from majority Muslim countries, she was beside herself. She lost family in the Holocaust, and she says her grandmother was part of the Belgian resistance. Alter imagined grandma telling her,
"This is going on, and all you're doing is posting on social media." And I just was not okay with that. And I knew she wouldn't be either if she were alive.
Alter is a tech insider who sold her own startup and also earned a nice chunk of cash when another startup she was in went to AOL for $850 million. That weekend, she had an epic texting session with a friend about how outraged so many young liberals in Silicon Valley were at the Trump agenda, but also how the right solution for them is not door knocking or phone banking.
A very small percentage of them are actually going to quit their jobs and be involved, especially as step one. But a lot of them want to do something, and they're highly skilled.
She and that friend soon launched Tech for Campaigns, a nonprofit that recruits the best online marketers and website developers from Google, Airbnb, Slack, and puts them to work part-time, pro bono, exclusively for Democrats. Alter says her startup is designed to move fast, unlike the party. In her opinion, this is a crisis moment, and legacy institutions, like the DCCC, they're crawling ahead.
I was at a meeting, actually in March, convened by an important Democratic entity.
She doesn't want to name the entity and burn bridges. Point is, she flew out to this powwow with the very top pollsters and operatives to dissect the lessons of 2016 and talk strategy. This was just a few weeks into her caring about politics, and it was less than inspiring.
No outcomes, no plan of action to move forward, and a lot of people being self-congratulatory about just attending.
Alter has a take. At the level of presidential campaigns, Howard Dean, Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, Democrats kill it with digital strategy. But that does not trickle down. The party isn't spending money to teach smaller campaigns how to really use Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. Meanwhile, Republicans are.
Welcome. This service is provided by freeconferencecall.com.
Alter lets me listen in on a confidential campaign call for a candidate for Virginia House of Delegates.
We should be waiting for one more person on my team to join.
Leading the call is Michael Landsberger, who also happens to be at airport security, traveling for his high-powered day job.
And then, Chris, you can tell us a bit about yourself after that.
Leah Rappaport with Thumbtack, the gig work site, is explaining to the Virginia team that digital ads are very different from TV. On TV, if you run a negative message, bashing the incumbent, everyone sees it. But online, you can pick and choose and test to see if it works.
We can target two specific people. So yes, there is that permanency of putting anything out there. It could come back to you.
This call is happening days after the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. Alter recalls over the weekend, people were emoting on social media, tweeting outrage, clicking emoji, sad face, angry face. She slipped a link to her startup into other people's conversations. She says to date, she's recruited 3,000 tech volunteers. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.